أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله، الحمد لله رب العالمين. الحمد لله، الحمد لله الذي نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، فمن يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن سيدنا محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وسلم، وهو الخاتم الأنبياء والمرسلين. قال الله سبحانه وتعالى في القرآن الكريم: يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم، ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وكونوا مع الصادقين. صدق الله، صدق الله العظيم. We seek refuge with Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from the rejected shaitan. With the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the most gracious, the most merciful. The praise and thanks belong to Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Lord of all the worlds. The praise and thanks belong to Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We praise Him, we seek His help, we beg Him for His forgiveness. We believe in Him and we put our trust and faith in Him and in Him alone. We seek refuge with Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from the evil of our souls and the evil of our deeds. For he that Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guides, there is no one that can lead him astray. And he whom Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala leads astray, there is no one that can guide him. And I bear witness and give open testimony that there is no God except Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone. He is without partners and associates. And I bear witness to Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as his slave and his messenger, the seal of all prophets, the last of all messengers. Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminds us in the Holy Quran, Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu, O you who believe, take heed of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as you should take heed of Him, and do not die unless you are Muslim. Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu, O you who believe, take heed of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and speak the truth. He will direct you to do good righteous deeds, and He will forgive you of your sins. And whoever obeys Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His messenger, then he has already achieved the greatest achievement. Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu, O you who believe, take heed of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, wa kunu ma'as-sadiqin, and be with those who are truthful in their words and their deeds. Surely Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks the truth. Dear Muslim brothers and sisters, assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Truly the best of words are the words of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and the best of guidance is the guidance that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has sent through His Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Dear Muslim brothers and sisters, Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He has mentioned in His book, and lowered the wings of humility for the believers, meaning be kind to your fellow Muslim. And again, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says, and whoever honors the symbols of Allah, or rather the manasik of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then it is truly from the piety of his heart that he does so. According to Abi Bakara Nafi'a bin al-Harith radiyallahu an, he narrated that Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, time is running or moving in the same manner as it was that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala fashioned the universe. A year is comprised of 12 months, four of which are sacred. Three are in succession, or rather, follow one another. Dhul-Qa'dah, Dhul-Hijjah, and Muharram. While Rajab is Al-Mudar, and it lies between Jumad al-Thani and Sha'ban. Prophet Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, he then asked, which month is this? We submitted, Allah and His Prophet know best, Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Upon hearing this, he, Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, remained silent for a while. And we thought that he might give the month a new name. Then he said, is this not Dhul-Hijjah? And we submitted, of course it is. Then he asked, Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, what is the name of this city? And we said, Allah and His Messenger know best. And he, Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, paused for a while. And again we thought that he may give this city a new name. Then he said, is not this the sacred city? And we replied, of course it is. And he said, or rather he asked, which day is this? And we again submitted, Allah and His Messenger know best. And again he paused for a while, long enough that we thought that he would give this day a new name. And then he said, Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, your blood, your property, and your honor are sacred between you one another, meaning the Muslims. As sacred as this day, as sacred as this city, as sacred as this month. The day is not far off when you will face Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and He will call upon you to account for your actions in this world. Therefore be aware, meaning beware, and do not become disbelievers when I am now no more among you, by killing one another. Let all those who are present convey this message to those who are absent, because some of those who are receiving this message indirectly may remember it better than those who are hearing it firsthand. Then he, Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, asked twice, have I communicated to you Allah's commandments? We said, yes. And then he said, Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, O Allah, be the witness. And we can find this related in the books of Bukhari and Muslim. Dear Muslim brothers and sisters, we would be remiss if we did not mention that we are in the first week and are living in the first Salatul Jumu'ah of the sacred month of Rajab. This month has countless events that are related to the holy month that we are in, countless of events that are special and important to Al-Islam. Thus it is critical, dear Muslim brothers and sisters, that we seize every second that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed us to witness in this sacred month. Only the ignorant will not benefit from its moments. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows best whether this is the last sacred month of Rajab that we will be here to witness. Dear Muslim brothers and sisters, as we are well aware that the crown and the seal of this month is one of the greatest mysteries and greatest events in Al-Islam, and that is the Isra and Mi'raj. And bi-idhnillah ta'ala, we pray Allah ta'ala to bless us to deliver a khutbah again about this sacred event. For those of you who may be hearing this term for the first time, the Isra is the ascension, the speeding of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam from Mecca to Jerusalem. And then the Mi'raj is his ascension from this earth through its heaven, which is called Sama' ad-Dunya, and through the six others that lie above it, all the way past Sidratul Muntaha and beyond that to the throne of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This event, a piece of it, is accounted for in Suratul Najm, and it is also mentioned in brief in Suratul Isra in the Holy Quran. We as Muslims, if this is news to you today, please avail yourself of learning about what it is you say you believe in. Take the time, open the Holy Quran, and read what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said about this event. But inshallah ta'ala, our khutbah is not necessarily about the holy month of Rajab, but is about our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And it regards an event and its details about what concerned our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam most when he reached the end of his mission. Dear Muslim brothers and sisters, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, if any Muslim has oppressed his brother concerning his honor or anything else, let him obtain his pardon today in this world, before the time comes when he will have neither dinar or dirham, meaning dollar or dime in our parlance. If the aggressor has good deeds in his account, then the same will be deducted in equal proportion to his wrong on the day of judgment. And if the aggressor has no good deeds in his account, the wrongs of the one who is aggravated and aggrieved will be added to the account of the aggressor in equal proportion. We can find this hadith related in Bukhari. Again, dear Muslim brothers and sisters, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam reminds us in a hadith that the Muslim is the one whose hand and tongue other Muslims are safe from. So dear Muslim brothers and sisters, let us be Muslims to one another. Again, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam reminds us in hadith that the Muslim is one who has migrated away from that which Allah has forbidden. Just like some of us may have migrated from our land in which we were born, such the Muslim migrates away from those things that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has forbidden him to do, to those things that Allah has allowed him to do. And as we all know, once you move, it's hard to go back. So if we haven't ever left, dear Muslim brothers and sisters, that behavior, what right do we have in calling ourselves Muslim? Dear Muslim brothers and sisters, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala conferred the greatest of favors upon us. He made us Muslim. And He made us Muslim after Islam was completed. And He made us Muslim after Islam had ruled for 900 years in Spain. And He made us Muslim in a time where information is easy to acquire. And He made us Muslim in a time where it's easy to travel between continents. Where it took months, now it's a matter of hours. And He made us Muslim in a time where He has brought about technology so that when it's hot outside, it can be cool inside. We cannot count the ni'mah that Allah has conferred upon us. But again, the greatest gift is that He said, we would believe in La ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah. Dear Muslim brothers and sisters, the next or equal part of this in our accepting of this kalima, of this word, of this phrase, is that Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam has blazed the trail and left his footprints so that we don't get lost. Even in how he left this dunya. According to Abdullah ibn Abbas, may Allah be pleased with him and his father, when Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam became ill with the illness that would end his life, he was surrounded by his companions. One of them was Ammar bin Yasir radiallahu anhu. And he said to Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, may my mother and father be your ransom, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Who among us should wash you if what we hate to hear and what we hate to see befalls you? Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, Ali ibn Abi Talib radiallahu anhu, because he will not move any part of my body unless the angels assist him. Ammar continued, may my mother and father be your ransom, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Who among us should pray for you if what we hate to see and what we hate to hear befalls you? He said, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, may Allah have mercy upon you. And then he turned to Ali ibn Abi Talib radiallahu anhu, saying, O Ali radiallahu anhu, if you see that my soul has left my body, wash me carefully. Make my kafan, or the robe, that we cover the body with these two garments. And he pointed to what he had on. Or with any white Egyptian cloth, and do not exaggerate in the cloth, or rather do not make it flamboyant or excessive in its appearance. And carry me and place me at the edge, corner, rather, within my grave. The first to send prayers upon me, he said, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the first to descend prayers upon me is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For those of you who don't know, Allah says, إِنَّ اللَّهَ وَمَلَائِكَتَهُ يُسَلُّونَ عَلَى النَّبِيِّ. Surely Allah and His angels send prayers upon the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا صَلُّوا عَلَيْهِ وَسَلِّمُوا تَسْلِيمًا. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم في العالمين إنك حميد مجيد. Prophet Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم continued. Again, the first to descend prayers upon me is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala above His throne. Then Jibreel alayhi salam. Then Mika'il alayhi salam. Then Israfil alayhi salam. Then the angels, those whom none know its number except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then the ones who carry the throne of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then the residents of the heavens, heaven by heaven. Then the residents of my home, meaning Ahli Bayt, the members of my household. Then my wives. Then the closest to me and the closest to them. And then they will come in peace and leave in peace. Do not harm me by wailing or lamenting when you come to me, meaning my grave. Then he called to Bilal radiallahu anhu and said to him, announce the call to the people. Dear Muslim brothers and sisters, once Bilal ibn Rabah, may Allah be pleased with him radiallahu anhu, made the call, as so you know, the adhan was an announcement. As you know, in some cities they ring a bell or told this was the way when you heard the adhan and it was not the time for salah. You knew that it was time to assemble, that the Prophet ﷺ was calling the people, especially if you were blessed to hear the voice of Bilal radiallahu anhu. Once the people had gathered, and Prophet Muhammad ﷺ wrapped his head with his turban and leaned on his staff and ascended the minbar. There he praised and thanked Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and continued saying, Ya ayyuhan nas, O people, which kind of prophet was I among you? Did I not make the jihad in front of you? Was not my sword destroyed in the battle? Was I not harmed in my face? Did not my blood run into my beard? Did I not tie a stone across my belly to stave off hunger? They responded, Yes, Ya Rasulullah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And they continued saying, You were patient and you asked us to forbid evil. May Allah reward us and reward you on our behalf. And Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam replied, May Allah reward you as well. And continue, sallallahu alaihi wasallam. My Creator, Azza wa Jal, He ruled and swore that there is no oppressor that will be victorious over him. And I ask you by Allah that whoever has oppressed anyone, or whoever felt oppressed by Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that he should stand right now and demand his right, because the punishment in the dunya is better than the punishment in the end before the angels and the prophets. Dear Muslim brothers and sisters, at this announcement, a man at the back of the masjid stood. His name, Suwada bin Qais, radiallahu anhu. And he said, Ya Rasulullah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, may my mother and father be your ransom. When you returned from Ta'if on your camel, I welcomed and greeted you, and your staff was in your hand, and you raised it to beat, or rather to strike, the camel. And in the process, you struck me in my belly. And I don't know if this was intentional or by mistake. Astaghfirullah, says Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, it was not intentional. O Bilal, go and bring my stick from Fatima alayhi salam radiallahu anha. Bring the stick named Al-Mamshuk. This was what he called his staff that he would use when he rode his camel. So Bilal radiallahu anhu swiftly went from the masjid, saying to himself, who can punish himself before he reaches the day of judgment? Who can do this while Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam himself is doing this? Finally, he reached the door of Fatima radiallahu anha, saying, O Fatima, wake up! Your father needs his stick, Al-Qadib Al-Manshuk. So she said, O Bilal radiallahu anha, what does he need it for? Today is not the day for riding. He said, O Fatima radiallahu anha, do you not know that your father is on the minbar at this very moment, bidding the mu'min, the believers, goodbye? When Fatima radiallahu anha heard this, she passed out. When she finally came to, she went to retrieve the stick, gave it to Bilal radiallahu anhu, who then fled back to the masjid. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله ولي ولكم أستغفر الله إن الله غفور رحيم. الحمد لله الحمد لله رب العالمين الحمد لله الحمد لله الذي نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا فمن يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن سيدنا محمد عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وسلم وهو الخاتم الأنبياء والمرسلين أما بعد. Dear Muslim brothers and sisters, once Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam received his stick, he asked, where is the Shaykh? Meaning Suwada bin Qais radiallahu anhu. Here I am. May my mother and father be your ransom, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. When he came closer, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, take my stick and take your right until you are satisfied. Suwada radiallahu an, he said to Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, where he struck him, he said, "Expose that to me on yourself. Show me your belly." Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam did so. And he said, "May my mother and father be your ransom." "Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, may I kiss your belly?" And Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam allowed him to do so. And he said, "Wallah, by Allah, oh Allah, I ask you protection by the belly of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam from any punishment from the fire." And he said, "O Suwada bin Qais radiallahu an, do you forgive me or do you punish me by your right?" And he said, "I forgive the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam." And he said, "O Allah, I ask you to forgive Suwada bin Qais radiallahu an as he forgave your Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam." Dear Muslim brothers and sisters, the illness seized our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And he fled to the home of Sulma. May Allah be pleased with her, saying, "O Allah, save the nation of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam from the fire. O Allah, make their judgment easy." Sulma, she asked, may Allah be pleased with her, "Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, why do I see that your complexion has changed?" And he said, "Almighty Allah SWT has informed me at this moment that I am leaving this dunya. So peace be upon you that remain in this dunya. You will no longer hear the voice of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam." Salma, she began to cry, radiallahu anha. And she said, "Who would not be sad to see you go, and who will not be sorry?" He, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, "Bring Fatima, radiallahu anha." And so Fatima came quickly, and distressed at her father's appearance, seeing the sign of death on his face, she began to cry. And he said, "Peace be upon you, O Fatima." She said, "O my father, where will be our meeting?" And he said, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, "Yawm al-qiyamah, the day of judgment." She radiallahu anha said, "Where?" He, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, "Where the judgment will take place. And if I don't see you there, then you will see me when I am asked to intercede for my ummah. And if I don't see you there, then you will see me on the path of guidance where Jibreel alayhi salam will be at my right and Mikael alayhi salam will be at my left, and the angels will be before me and behind me, and they will call, 'O Allah, save the nation of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam from the fire and ease their judgment.' And where is my mother Khadija radiallahu anha? She is in the palace whose four doors open into Jannah." And at that moment, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam fainted. And Bilal was at the masjid calling as-salah and called the people to the salah. And upon that, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam awoke, and he was guided to the salah, having Ali bin Abi Talib at his right, radiallahu an, and Usama bin Zayd at his left, radiallahu an. And they were guided him, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, to the salah. And once he returned, he found Fatima radiallahu anha, and Imam Hassan and Imam Hussein, may Allah be pleased with them both, crying. He hugged them and told them to stop their crying. And at that very moment, Malakul Maut, the angel of death, appeared. And he said to Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, As-salamu alayka ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You should know this, dear Muslim brothers and sisters, that only the prophets and messengers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala were granted such honor that the angel of death announced himself. Bear in mind, dear Muslim brothers and sisters, we are very unlikely to receive such gracious greeting. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he replied, and peace be upon you, O angel of death, I need something from you. He said, what do you need, ya Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam? He said, do not take my soul until Jibreel alayhi salam has given me the greetings and I have returned them to him. And so the angel of death departed. And on his way between the heavens, he passed Jibreel alayhi salam and he asked him, this is Jibreel, O angel of death, have you taken the soul of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam? He said, no, ya Jibreel. He asked me that I not take his soul until you have greeted him and he had returned the greetings to you. He said, O angel of death, do you not see all of the heavens open for Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam? Have you not seen the Hurul Ain, the women of paradise, decorating themselves to receive the soul of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam? So Jibreel alayhi salam descended swiftly to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and he said, As-salamu alayka ya Abul Qasim, ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And he replied, Wa alaykum salam ya Jibreel alayhi salam. Come close to me ya Habibi. And he did. And at that moment the angel of death descended and Jibreel, he said, O angel of death, remember the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon the soul of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Jibreel was at the right of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and Mikael was on his left. And the angel of death took the soul of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And when they placed the blanket upon the face of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he was looking at Jibreel, who was saying to him, as Allah mentions in the Holy Quran, surely you are going to die, and surely they are going to die. And his last words to our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in this dunya was, Kullu nafsin dha'ikatul maut. Surely every soul must taste death. Dear Muslim brothers and sisters, Allah bless Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam to be Sayyiduna, meaning the master of all his creation, the master of us. That's why this title is his. Meaning that he stands before us. And Allah has granted him the intercession for humanity. This is not something that we could have even thought to ask for. That we would be among the ummah of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And thus, dear Muslim brothers and sisters, we have to show gratitude. I'm reminded, dear Muslim brothers and sisters, and we should be reminded of the quwwah of Allah. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, yes, He is Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim. But Allah is Shadeed Al-Iqab. He is stern, severe in punishment. And thus we should not take what He has conferred upon us for granted. We should not think that what He has put on us and how He has assembled us, we should not take this as ours. It belongs to Him. And He continues to remind us in His book, who does more wrong than the one who is, when he is reminded of what Allah has said, he turns his back. Dear Muslim brothers and sisters, maybe you've been listening to the news. And maybe you've come across this story. And maybe when you heard it, you rightfully so said, "Oh Allah, I seek refuge with you from that." This young woman who was and is in the prime of her life, her youth, in the midst of enjoying her life on vacation, had a small cut on her leg. When it didn't heal, as we all take for granted, you get a little cut, and oh, suck it off, that's it. It'll heal tomorrow, that's what we think. Couple of days, be like brand new. That miracle comes back brand new, like it was nothing ever there. This didn't happen. Got worse. Went to the doctor. Doctor looked at it. Oh, that's just something. Put some little things on it. It'll be alright. Gave her some pills. Took her home. Didn't get better. Got worse. Got so bad, dear Muslim brothers and sisters, they cut off both her hands, one leg and the other foot, and took some of her liver out, because she had a flesh-eating bacteria simply caught that is found in most water. May Allah save us from this. In water, not the ocean, regular old water. It's a natural thing that is there in normal amounts. But if Allah decrees that it will befall you, there is no one that can help you. Both hands, both feet, and one leg and a piece of her liver, gone. And has done so much internal damage that she's on a ventilator and dialysis. So when Allah want to get you, He can get you. And when we remind you, dear Muslim brothers and sisters, that money that you lust after so much is your ticket to His forgiveness and protection, I shouldn't have to say more. I shouldn't have to remind. That should be enough of a warning. We shouldn't have to create incentives. Oh, we're going to have this big shindig, and so and so is going to perform, and this person is going to talk, and we're going to feed you. If Jannah is not enough for you, what else is there? If Allah's mercy and forgiveness upon you for those deeds that would shame you, should anybody come to know that you yourself don't want to be reminded of, if that's not enough incentive, then where really is the Muslims? Where are the real Muslims? culturally Muslims or genetically engineered Muslims. We need those who hear and obey Muslims. If we wish this deen to live beyond us and have meaning for those who will receive it. Dear Muslim brothers and sisters, I remind you again as I remind myself. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, a day will come when the Muslims will make all the salats in one rakah. How do you think they get there? How? You think they just gonna wake up one day? I know it's five, but I'm just gonna make one rakah because I ain't got time. No, it's not how they get there. It's because they saw their mother do that, or their father do that. Or their uncle who raised them do that. Or someone that they thought had knowledge do that. Or they heard somewhere some Sheikh Itty Why Diddy do that. Saying something ignorant like, oh, y'all live in Kafir land, y'all ain't got to do nothing that Allah said. And I've heard that. That's how that comes about. I know some of you right now, right here today, today, in this masjid, are guilty of waiting the whole day to go by and then to say, okay, I'm going to make up Dhuhr, Asr, Maghrib. Ooh, I miss Fajr too. Let me do that. How many rak'ahs is that? Oh, I forgot. May Allah forgive me. Yeah. Really? Where did you hear that? Who told you that was acceptable? Why do you think Allah made the prayers at particular times? So that you would remember what's important. Not that job, not that kafir, or even Muslim. Who's standing over you about his business? No, your business is La ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah. Because God forbid you wash a cut in the wrong water and then be missing hands, feet, and eyes. Then what you going to do? You going to go to your boss, hey, you know what? I lost my hands and feet on your job. Could you give them back to me? I made you more important than Allah, and I was hoping that, you know, you would understand that. And maybe we can trade, and, you know, you could hook me up. No. You didn't got hooked up to the fire. Too late. So when are we going to start being Muslims, dear Muslim brothers and sisters? I mean, real Muslims. Tomorrow? Holy month of Ramadan? Hajj? Really? Is the next breath guaranteed to you? Is that dollar that you cherish in your pocket so much? Is it guaranteed that you will live to spend it? This is how the Muslim thinks. Did you hear what Fatima alayha salam, radiallahu anha, did you hear what she asked her prophet? Her father, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, where do I meet you? That's deep. In other words, I know it's coming. And I'm looking forward to seeing you there. And I know it's going to be billions of people. Where should I find you? My father. My prophet. Saw something. This is real, dear Muslim brothers and sisters. This is so real. And I wish that we could taste it and realize it. But we will never do that. La tanawulul birr. We will not achieve piety, tasting faith, as we should. Hatta, until. Tunfiqu, we spend from what we love. We will not get there, dear Muslim brothers and sisters. We won't. So, dear Muslim brothers and sisters, please, for your own sake, start with this habit today. Spend for the face of Allah. Spend upon His house. May Allah bless you and bless all the Muslims to follow in the footsteps of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, to receive his intercession on the Day of Judgment, for Allah to overlook the biggest, most reprehensible of our sins and pass over them, and to grant and multiply the smallest of our good deeds, and let us be secure from the punishment of the grave and the punishment of the hellfire. Dear Muslim brothers and sisters, we ask that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala write us amongst the successful, write us amongst the believers, write us amongst the companions of the paradise who have been saved from His wrath and His punishment. Ameen. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala ali Muhammad kama sallaita ala Ibrahim wa ala ali Ibrahim wa barik ala Muhammad wa ala ali Muhammad kama barakta ala Ibrahim wa ala ali Ibrahim fil alamin innaka Hamidu Majid. Ibadullah, inna Allah ya'muru bil adli wa ihsani wa ita'i dhil qurba wa yanha 'anil fahsha'i wa munkar wa baghi ya'idhukum la'allakum tadhakkarun wa aqimus salah inna salata tanha 'anil فحشاء ومنكر ولذكر الله أكبر.